Welcome back to Infused Moods. I am your main host, your only host, really. I mean, I feel like a lot of y'all probably dipped out on me because it's been a little minute, but I am Imani and I'm so happy, really happy to be back with you and, you know, chatting it up as we get into today's cast. It feels really weird to be saying this because I know I've been gone for a little minute, but I am so grateful that people kept spinning the old cast. It means we're not gonna be sappy, but it means a lot to me because I recognized that I needed some time away, and I did that, and I put me first, and it was hard, and we'll get into that, but I had to do that, but it really it's a very special feeling to know that people kept listening to all the old content even though I wasn't putting out anything. So for that, I am very grateful and appreciative. It means the world to me. So let's get into it. We have to be traditional, like the old time's sake. I'm sipping on the Teavana peach tea. It's the one where you brew. It comes in like a inverted cone shape, and it's orange. I got this one in Kroger, and I like it. I'm gonna just say I like it. I think it has to grow on me. I am a cereal pourer. I will over sugar a tea, and that's not good. But I love sweet things. I have a sweet tooth out of this world, and I feel like tea is supposed to be sweet, unless it is green tea, but that's a whole other thing. So please try it. Let me know if you like it or if it is missing something, because it's something, but I don't know what. So and in traditional fashion, I am infusing this with, okay, we have a whole host of songs, and I know I need to update that Spotify playlist, so please do not come for me. But I will go with the two that are pretty crucial, and one is kind of lame, but whatever. So first up is from the first rapper to ever do anything, if you let him tell it. It's Soulja Boy, tell him, turn my swag on. We have mentioned this like last year, a few little lines, because they're it's a spiritual, you know what I'm saying? But this really helped me get out of my slump, because it came on and I had my playlist on shuffle, and don't ask me why that's in there. And I was like, oh my gosh, do you remember where you were when this came on and how you felt? And I don't know, it just reignited something in me. So shout out to Soulja Boy for that anthem that just is standing the test of time. And the second one, because I have been listening to new music, but then again I haven't, and we'll get into that. But the second one is by Beyonce, and it's Alien Superstar. Y'all know I love production. Y'all know I love when artists are just artisting and doing different things, and she was in her bag on this. I will not give my review of the album because I'm not going to be come for, because I did not send for any of you, but Alien Superstar is by far a wonderful and just daring piece of work that I was like, man, this really is another anthem for you. Cause I mean, I'm too classy for this world. Forever I'm that girl. If that does not light something in you, I don't know what to tell you, because it's doing something for me. So shout out to Beyonce for doing what needed to be done. Like, I'm probably gonna spend that to the end of time, for real. But yeah, those are my two, and we are going to hop right into what we need to talk about, and that is reclaiming your time. No, but seriously, it is, we need to put ourselves first. We, as in me, as in you, as in everybody, whoever is listening to this, put yourself first. So the last time I was talking to y'all, I had done like a really nice kind of a musical spiritual journey. I was having my little routine. I thought everything was okay, but I had slowly been getting off of my natural balance for probably a few months. And I know a lot of people try to classify the end of the year around like a seasonal depression, because they're like, it's getting colder, the daylight savings time, things of that nature. But me personally, I always thrive in the fall winter time. So when the shift happened and I wasn't thriving, I was like, ooh, so we just gonna be different? And I think the first indicator was I was trying to make content, because I have a whole kind of list and stuff already done with different topics, because, you know, I was like, if I can just schedule cast, then it can work for my hectic work schedule and school schedule, and then I would feel more balanced. And I thought that was a great idea. And then I got, I don't want to say burnt out, but yeah, a little bit creatively burnt out. And I remember my mom was saying, there is no one forcing you to constantly put out content, because this is not a job. This is something for fun. And that really sat with me, because I was like, oh, this has to be out. This has to be out. This has to be out. I need to be doing this. I need this. And I wanted it to be fresh. I wanted it to be good takes. I'm like, I need to get here and I need to do this, that, and the third. And I was not as enthusiastic about this as I once was, and that is a terrible sign. So I kind of stopped. Well, not kind of, I did. I stopped and I did other things, or what I thought needed my focus, but I was, of course, missing this a lot, honestly. But what I thought was going to be like a little 2-week break turned into a month, and then I was like, oh, I can save myself. And then that month turned into 2, and here we are. And I was like, yeah, no, this is something that you love. This is your baby. This was something that was your outlet. And I'm a firm believer in not giving up your creative outlets, the things that make you you, in order to feel like you're doing better in other areas. Because if anything, the school I went to for 7th through 12th grade, if anything, that showed you need creativity in the fine arts in order to do STEM or other more rigorous things. They go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. Now, all actuality, the arts enhance your performance in STEM. So for me, that is true, because I need both. I need a balance. And when one is suffering, I can't just give up the other. So I quickly realized I needed my outlets, and I needed to prioritize those as much as I was trying to prioritize my work-life balance or whatever. So here I am, slowly getting back into everything, because I had a lot going. I had a food page. I was trying to dabble in YouTube. I'm still trying to dabble in the U-tizzy, and that's gonna have to wait until I'm done with school, which is finishing, so that's good. But I even took a break from my plants, which I'm so sorry, but I'm gonna get them back. We had some casualties, I'm not even gonna lie, but yeah, it just was a sign of the times, honestly. And I tried to nourish myself. I'm not at 100%. I don't think I'll be at 100% for some time, but I stepped back and reflected on what it will take to get to whatever I thought I was beforehand. So that's what I'm working on now, and that's what we'll kind of discuss. So I'm back. We'll close out this season soon, which is really crazy, because November has some place to be. December is looking like it has some place to be too. So we'll get into that, and then before you know it, we'll be starting off season 3, and I can't wait to bring more content the right way on my terms to you all in season 3. So I'm very excited. I think I found my why again, and that means a lot. So here we are on this journey. We notice we're off. We're like, what can we do? I'm a person who I feel like I have to show up for everybody. Even when I don't get that same energy back, I try to be consistent with everyone and everything. But I realized I wasn't being consistent with myself. Like, everything was thriving elsewhere, but I was not thriving. So I started with work. Work is, I know a lot of people will say, oh, I love work. Work is this, that, and the third. No, I'm gonna be honest with you. Being a young professional, and you've heard this over the course of my cast, it's not all that it's cracked up to be, but we have to do what we have to do in order to make money, in order to pay our bills, in order to do things that we feel pour back into us. This has been one of the biggest struggles for me because every day I have to be there, and it's not one thing more than the other, but I have to choose between a lot of things. And I feel like I've been burnt out since my first day of working. And I tell everybody that there was really no recovery time between any of my years. And I sometimes genuinely enjoy what I do. And then other days I'm like, I could really do without this. And that's just being honest. That's just being transparent. And I think more people need to be honest about that. In a lot of ways, corporate spaces are killing young people because you're tired. There's so much demand. You've already tried to come in trying to work really, really hard, but you're not prioritizing yourself. You're not as selfish with you as you were in college. Like, for example, when you were in college, if you're sick, you're sick. You're going to take that time off. You're going to be like, okay, it doesn't matter about my group mates. I'll hit them up and, you know, that's enough and say, hey, I won't be able to make it. For some reason, when you get into corporate spaces, or at least for me, I will be not my best, but I'm still at that job. What? How can I perform well if I'm not my best? And that's not okay. Showing up more for my colleagues than myself is just, it doesn't even sound right. So once I saw those things, I was like, yeah, Iman, you need to step back. Especially because I've been trying to cure my burnout for every month since I realized I was burnt out, and it has not worked. I personally do not think a week is going to heal it. I don't think a month is going to. I think a lot of time is going to be needed, and you know, adjustments to the work-life balance and also my work schedule to get back to fresh out of school in mind, you know. So the little changes I started working on, I started blocking in my calendar time where it's just no one can talk to me. So I have the focus time, and then I also have time where no one can book me, because I have literally been in back-to-back meetings every day for weeks. Do you know how exhausting that is? I don't even think that should be possible. Like, someone needs to just, like, sit down with people and say, you do not need to book her like this. But hey, we're not gonna go down that tangent. So I set that time so people can't talk to me. I stopped checking emails as frequently. I'm more so trying to look at every 2 hours or so. And I am using that little feature where it says propose new time. Ugh. If you are in the corporate space and you have an Outlook, please use that more, because I was of the mindset, and I don't know why, that I had to accept every meeting that someone sent and put on my calendar. No, if it does not work for you, move it. Tell them, this is not working for me. Yeah, it accommodates all these other people, but it's just not going to accommodate me. So either you accept this new proposed time, or fill me in on the details later, because I will not be there. Reclaiming my time. That has been so beautiful. And again, I have to practice what I preach, and this is slowly being rolled out for me, so give me time. But so far, so good, and it feels amazing. So that's what I did on that front. And when we first adjusted our times, I was like, okay, this is my schedule, 7:30 to 4:30. For some crazy reason, I started coming in at 7 o'clock. What? Now, 30 minutes may not seem like a lot, but in corporate time, it is. And I was like, what's the reason? Because at the end of the day, I'm still getting in the same hours, if not more. I can stand to give back to my sleep. And not only was I coming in at 7, I was trying to work out before work, which was insane because I was of the mindset that if I don't do it now, it's not going to really happen and yada, yada, yada. And so imagine you got to wake up, work out, get dressed, eat, and then get into the office at 7 a.m. Like, I'm sure there are people who are doing that. And I would love to talk to them and be like, are you okay? Do you love yourself? Because no, you have to put you first. And that sleep has got to come first, and breakfast. Because if I do not have breakfast, please don't talk to me. Like how a lot of y'all need the coffee. I need food in the morning, or I'm hangry. It's bad. And I don't want to unleash that version of myself on people. So, I adjusted back to what I was already doing, what was already supposed to be my schedule, until I just weirdly decided that no, I'm coming in at 7 a.m. So now I'm coming in at 7:30, and I do not feel bad about it. It feels really good. And I have slowly changed around when I work out. We've introduced pre-workout back into our lives because I don't drink coffee. I don't have any caffeine throughout the day. I'm just naturally energetic. But when I'm tired, I'm tired, and I need something to keep me going. So pre-workout has definitely been helping. And I've now been kind of looking at working out as more of a stress reliever than it is about getting in shape or weight loss and things of that nature. It's a space to channel the frustrations of the day, which is really good. It's another outlet, just like my creative outlets. So that's what I've been doing there. And then also, I was working through my lunch, which was probably contributing to a lot of the burnout and contributing to a whole host of other things and not getting up as much from my desk. So now I get up, I take a little walk. I make sure I drink a lot of water so I have a reason to get up. I also am taking time to eat and eat slowly and have a lunch, because I was not doing that. And I don't know if there's any studies on it. I can probably go and get the metrics and everything, like I've always kind of given y'all the research. But for me, I think that should be illegal. I think everyone should have a lunch. Even if you have a schedule where you are trying to work through the lunch, you can leave early. No, eat that lunch. Step away from the computer because it'll be there. It's not going anywhere. If anything, you're gonna come back to more emails. Leave it alone. Please, everyone needs to eat their lunch, even if your lunch is just a break for you to go do something else. Leave that computer. I've also invested in blue light filtering glasses. My eyes were getting really tired, and I felt that was just more so the job, but I invested in those, got them off of Amazon. They're really cute, and I use those to kind of ease my eyes, and that's been helping. And then I've also kind of stepped away from my friendships, and I felt guilty about that. I felt not even a little guilty. I felt really guilty about that. And I remember one day I had to just be straight up with my friends, and I hit them and I was like, look, I don't have the capacity. Like, I love y'all, but I really do not have the capacity right now to do this. And it was a very strange space to be in, but my friends and all my groups are very understanding, and I just want to shout out to them, because I know this is the most missing I have been in a while, between traveling for work, regular work, projects, school. And everyone was understanding, because at the end of the day, they're going through the same things too. They are in their spaces trying to do their very best with what they know and not be burnt out either. It just looks different for everybody. So I had to put me first in that personal space and say, hey, I can't be everything to everyone or be everywhere. And I was trying really, really hard to be there. And I remember my brother, he was having a kind of welcome back party. and I had something else going on too, and I was going to try to make both. I was going to try to make both because that's just who I am. And I just had to hit him up and be like, hey, I can't. Like, I thought it was a different day and it actually was another day. And there was just no way. There was no way I was going to get there. And as much as I wanted to see him, I had to kind of put me first and be like, I'm not going to make it. And again, weird feeling, but we had to do it. I stepped back from family in a sense too. I know I probably haven't been the best cousin, the best friend in this space, but I think if I had continued doing what I was doing, I was just going to be irritable with everybody and not pleasant to be around. So took a break from being on in my social settings. As far as school went, I really focused in on that. When I was in undergrad, it was really hard for me to drop classes because I felt like it's admitting defeat, or I'm going to be looked at like a failure of some sorts. So when I got to grad school and I realized, well, hey, this is a make or break. It needs to be either you or the class. I started trying to, like, you know, really figure out which classes needed to stay and which ones didn't. And as I was coming into this new year, I made sure I balanced with the right classes. Like, as soon as a professor didn't feel like they were going to be understanding of my work schedule, I was like, yeah, we gotta go, because grad school doesn't give working students enough grace. I don't care how they try to make it seem, they don't care that you're working. A lot of these professors are just like, where's my stuff, not knowing that you're working 40 plus hours a week. If there's probably even more hours to that, but you know. So this year I prioritized school and myself, and I made sure that I was giving as many hours towards school as I was work, because at the end of the day, they're both a job. And that seemed to work out. I tried to communicate more with my professors and with my groupmates. And I stepped back from doing all the work. I am one of those people where I'm in a group project. If someone's lacking, and you know, people, they seek you out like that. They go like, oh yeah, they look like they're gonna do work even when I'm not holding up my end. I stopped that. I said, nope, I'm releasing all of that, and I will just be a regular group member. And it has been so nice watching other people step up to the plate. Not saying that I've been lazy and I haven't been doing my part, but you know, letting someone else take the initiative, schedule the Zoom meetings, schedule the reminders, and set up the Google Docs, all that good stuff. And it's freeing. It feels good. It feels so, so good. And now we're in our last semester. Things are winding down. And I'm doing my best to try not to procrastinate this ending, but I had to do that in order for me to have a successful end of this school journey. And then I've been trying to make sure that I'm actually eating. I was realizing that I was going hours, like, you know, when you start feeling a little lightheaded and sick or whatever, and you're just like, What did I not do? Did I not get enough sleep? No, you didn't eat. We get so caught up in the hustle and bustle that we don't realize that we didn't eat. And like I said, I get hangry. So I try to have snacks with me everywhere now and make sure I physically stop what I'm doing and I go and sit and eat. And I've also just been trying to create more time for me to be still. I realize I don't know how to relax, maybe. If I have a break, quote unquote, I feel like I still have to be doing something, and that's not the case. It is okay to be still and present and do something for you. It is okay to literally be doing nothing. If you want to take a nap, take a nap. It's okay. And yeah, all those things just helped kind of get me back a little bit, and I told myself I need to be consistent with me. I started the 75 hard with my brother Quan, and my first set ends in a few days, and I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be consistent, Quan, and I got it, you know, that's accountability, because that's what I need. And it showed me that I have a problem with being consistent with myself. I'm consistent for everybody else. Then if you ask the majority of my friend group, my colleagues, they'll be like, Imani sure is consistent for you, right? I was not consistent with myself, and 75 hard really showed me that I lack discipline in areas pertaining to myself. I lack accountability for myself, and I lack consistency. And that was a very hard pill to swallow. Like, I mean, it was like a slap in the face, because you were actually seeing it. The days are ticking by. You have like a progress photo that you have to take. You see when you're failing on your water. You see when it was an eye opener for sure. And out of that, I realized, and as this is the first 75 is ending, because I told Quan I was going to continue this probably into the new year, you know, around graduation. I decided I want to be consistent for me. I want to show up for me in all the ways that I show up for other people. And I want to see what that looks like. I want to see what not giving up on me looks like when I do it 100%. Because, you know, I'll have my moments. I have my seasons. But I want to see what giving to myself looks like 365. All the time for the rest of my existence. So I'm going to sit with that, and I'm going to really work on that, because I have to show up for myself. Because if I don't show up for me, who's going to show up for me? So I got to put me first. And I want you, the listener, to do the same thing. It can be hard, because this life doesn't really carve out time for you to carve out for yourself. And a lot of people can be depending on you or wanting you and needing you for things. And it's okay to be selfish that way. You got to put you first. And that's what I'm going to be doing. That's how I'm going to get back to the OG Imani and continue to live my life. And really, if something does not serve you, get rid of it. That's people, places, and things. And I will no longer preach at y'all. I will take my own advice, I promise, because I have to. This year was very eye-opening in showing that I'm not superhuman. I am tired, and it is okay to be tired, and it is okay to take my breaks. So as all these things start finishing out, you know, between school and projects, I'm going to, instead of pouring that time back into like others, I'm going to pour that time back into me. I'm going to fill my cups back up. And yeah, this is definitely a recurring theme, because I feel like it's sprinkled throughout all the casts. But yeah, I have to pour into me so I can pour into others. And I've been off for months. Now, I'm not sure if people really knew, but I knew. I knew something didn't feel right. And I gotta thrive this fall in this winter like I'm used to. So that's what I'm gonna do. That's what's been happening in my neck of the woods, as Al Roker would say. I know, cheesy. But I will be here to give y'all the content when I can. I will not hold myself to any made up rules. It is what it is. You get what you get. But I wholeheartedly appreciate y'all, the listener. And I hope you have been having amazing drinks and really working on you, because all you have in this life is yourself. Yes, there are other people, but honestly, you really have you, and you have to have your back, and you have to be your very best. So reclaim your time. Put you first, please. And I will check in with y'all on the next cast as we go into the next topics and we close out this wonderful season 2. So we had a little gap, but that's okay. I just appreciate y'all rocking with me, and yeah, I'm just grateful. So all right, that's it for this week's cast, and I will holler at y'all next time. Bye.